The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Welcome to the show, Amber.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Lovely to be here with the ladies.
Mm-hmm. Ladies Week on Education Gadfly Show.
Till Chris Tessoni comes in.
Yeah, that's true.
Spoils our fun.
That's right. So, anyway, here we are. Everybody's on vacation but us.
Yeah, so not everybody.
Yay.
Only the lucky few.
Yeah, we're saving it up.
Well, what do we have to distract us from the fact that we're not on vacation
so
today?
I'd love to tell you I've got this wonderfully exciting story, but I mean, study, but it's a story would be better, actually. this is a little dry, but, you know, hey. So it's a report out by IES on how states implement their services under IDEA legislation. So, all right, let's try to make this a little more exciting. They did a 2009 survey of all 50 states and 1,200 school districts, and I'm just going to talk about the findings relative to intervention services. There's a lot of interest there in getting kids help before they're identified and labeled as special needs. So in 2004, the legislation required, or rather allowed, districts to use up to 15% of their IDEA dollars to fund intervention services. So this includes what a lot of people are interested in, which is known as response to intervention, which is really just means you monitor how kids are doing and then you intervene when they need help. A report found that 71% of districts use RTI, which is actually pretty high. Most use it in the subject area of reading and ELA, which makes sense because many folks have hypothesized that specific learning disability, which Janie and I know something about having written a report about this, is actually linked because kids can't read. So that basically they think there's a link between kids not being able to read and kids being diagnosed with SLD. So finally, 80% of districts use RTI. They say they don't use RTI money. They actually use district money. So that was kind of interesting because really RTI is kind of seen more as a general ed thing and not a special ed thing. Couple other findings, just real quickly. They now find that most people use RTI and IQ data to identify kids with disabilities, which is pretty huge because there was a big brouhaha a while back to use IQ tests to sort of rely on how a kid can learn using IQ tests, but now they're using RTI and IQ, which is probably a little bit more reliable way to do it. So anyway, it's a ton of stuff, but it's a little dry. But for people who are interested in RTI and sort of the state of special education and IDEA, we know it's not going to be, you know, reauthorized anytime soon, but they're collecting a lot of data. What's not in here, which is really disturbing. What do you think, Janie? It's our pet peeve.
Not linking it to student achievement?
Funding? Money, yeah.
Funding.
Yeah,
so, of course, because there is no information on funding.
No information. So it's just, Janie sort of co-authored and was the lead author, rather, on a report we did, was that 3 months ago?
Probably a little longer.
Yeah, maybe a little longer. Anyway, on sort of, you know, how many kids are identified in special ed, and whether that's going up or down. But anyway, the one thing we ended up saying was we're just no way to link any of this information to spending. And so I actually looked up in this report, not that you guys asked me about this, but guess how much we spent on IDEA in 2010? Just random.
I have no idea.
$12.6 billion.
Yeah.
Okay. We spent $71 million on IES-sponsored research on special education. We spent $11 million on special education evaluations, yet we still have absolutely zero data on state, district, or school spending when it comes to special education.
I think it's just because it is just impossible to measure. It's also mixed up with special education, general education, so many different, you know, budgets coming in and out, and trying to draw the line between what counts going towards one kid who's in both special education and general education.
Right.
You know. That's the one interesting, not the one interesting, but one of the interesting parts of this report was the part you did mention about funding and how they're actually, you know, most states are actually using district funds to kind of support these intervention programs. And like you said, largely because in many ways it's just good teaching. It's if a student isn't doing well, you find a way to address, you know, that student's needs so that the student does better. But the same time, it seems like states would kind of be jumping on the bandwagon of, oh, we have these funds that we can now direct towards, you know, these programs. And I'm curious as to why they're not.
Yeah, a little head scratcher.
Right, that is interesting.
Yeah, and I mean, we know that sort of the Office of Civil Rights is now going to try to collect some of these data, which is kind of interesting, too. But, I mean, I guess, you know, we should just be happy that some of the spending data are going to be collected. And, you know, we'll have to hold off our skepticism until those reports come out.
So what song do we have to go along with our skepticism and our lack of funding?
So this is exciting. I'm hoping you guys know the Santa Claus claymation cartoon, not that it's anywhere near Christmas. So since we're talking about intervening with students early, we have put one foot in front of the other from the Santa Claus special.
I really am a mean and despicable creature at heart, you know. It's so difficult to really change.
Difficult? Why, look here. Changing from bad to good's as easy as taking your first step. Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking across the floor. Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking out the door. You never will get where you're going if you never get up on your feet. Come on, there's a good tailwind blowing. A fast walking man is hard to beat.
Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking across the floor. Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking out the door.